I've been asked to announce that Mrs. Ruby Fulbright, the wife of one of our fellow students, Ellis Fulbright, is to have surgery this morning at 9:30 at Rex Hospital. We're each asked to remember her in our prayers. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May we pray. Now may we unite our hearts in prayer, remembering this one who is in the hospital, who has just had surgery. May we pray. Indeed, our gracious Heavenly Father, in this hour we give thee thanks for every blessing in life which thou dost give us. We thank thee so much for Jesus Christ, who can be our comfort in times of need, in times of trouble, in times of sickness. We pray especially in this hour that thou would bless the one who has undergone surgery, that thou would be with her especially and comfort her during this time of sickness, and be with her family and her husband. We pray, our Father, for all others who might be in the same condition, in hospitals or in homes, wherever they might be, we pray thy richest blessings upon them. And we pray thy blessings upon us as we seek to serve thee day by day in our lives. Give us the strength and the courage that we need to live in a troubled time, the strength to overcome the evil forces that are in a world that is about us. We pray, our Father, that in living we might live in accordance with thy commandments and in following the will of our Heavenly Father. For we ask this prayer in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
I would like to read this morning from St. Matthew, the 9th chapter, verses 35 through verses 38. And Jesus went about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of disease and all manner of sickness. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were distressed and scattered as sheep not having a shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest indeed is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he send forth laborers into the harvest. And then I would like to read from St. John, the 4th chapter, verses 31 through verses 36. In the meanwhile, the disciples prayed him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. The disciples therefore said one to another, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? And Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to accomplish his work. Say not ye, There are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, Lift up your eyes, and look unto the fields, that they are white already unto harvest. He that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto eternal life. And he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Let us pray. Merciful Heavenly Father, as we are assembled here today, we ask thee that you might fill us with the Spirit, Heavenly Father, that we might be true Christians for thee. Go with us as we study, that we might find the hidden treasure, a newness of life, that will reach out and touch the hearts of many, that they might see and understand that Jesus is the Master and the Keeper. Amen. My subject this morning have been taken from the scripture, Matthew, the 26th chapter, and the 46th verse. Let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doeth betray me. My subject topic is let us go forward proclaiming the gospel of Christ. The three disciples, Peter, James, and John, accompanied their master to the Garden of Gethsemane. As Christ went to a more secluded place to pray, he requested them to remain awake and to pray lest they entered into temptation. When he came back, he found them asleep. He went away a second and a third time. And in each case, was dismayed to find on his return that they were sleeping. Their eyes were heavy. Three times they had failed in the task that had been assigned them. There was a suggestion of rebuke in his words as he said to them, "Sleep on and take your rest." However, the rebuke was immediately followed by a command to move forward. "Rise, let us be going." Here was another glorious opportunity. The past had been forgiven. The slumbering, disappointing past, Jesus forgets. And he said, "Arise, let us be going into the future." The disciples failed to take advantage of this new opportunity. But we need not make this mistake. Let us go forward proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. What a door of hope Christ has opened for us. He does not let us sleep on, but awakes us to new tasks and new endeavors every day. Opportunity opens before us again
and again. No matter what we do, no matter what we say, the opportunity is always open. Although we have failed to grasp them in the past, each day he calls us and bids us arise and win. We may have failed in our service, but the Lord invites us to arise and begin again. Let us go forward proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. One afternoon, as I arrived at the airport, I got out of my car and I watched a jet plane climbing into the skies, upward into the air. The jet stream was beautiful against the blue skies. As I watched, I thought, this machine cannot stop or stand still. An automobile, a ship, a locomotive may stop or even go into reverse. But an airplane, the safety of this plane lies within its continuous forward motion. In the Christian journey also, there must be no standing still, no reversing, as we climb higher in our development of character. We were created to be children of God. And all who accepts this high destiny will make continuous progress without retreating or turning back. They will be like the loving creatures described by Ezekiel. They went everyone straight forward, and they turned neither to the right, not to the left. They continued, still watching the jet plane. I thought of another lesson. The pilot must keep his communication with the control tower. Flying is too hazardous to go out with faulty instruments or without being in constant communication with the director of the radio tower. I say now, if we expect to be ministers, teachers, missionary workers, we have to stay in contact with Jesus at all costs. There is one above who is willing and able to direct the solo flight of man. We must keep our hearts continuously turned to his guiding voice and listen and follow his instruction. Otherwise, we will find ourselves drifting off the course in a dangerous route that will lead to a fatal crash. By listening to God's loving voice and following carefully the heavenly signal, we are sure to arrive safely at our desired destination. Many interrupting sounds will be heard, but we must be able to detect the true from the false, the real from the counterfeit. We are assured that God will always lead us by the right way and eventually bring us safely home. Let us go forward proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. For Jesus said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Let us go forward proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. For things go better with C-O-K-E. Not the Coke you drink in the bottle, not the Coke that's in the can, but things go better with Christ, our King, eternal. Let us pray. Master, as we have quoted a few words of thy saying and made examples, let it be a part of us. Let us go forth and proclaim the gospel, touching the hearts of individuals, that they might see Christ and find him before the long dark hour when there'll be no more talking, when there'll be no more instructing, when there'll be no more praying, but just a day when we will lie and someone will look upon us. Oh God, be our guide. In Jesus' name, amen.